Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Welcome back to the podcast, where we're in the book of Romans chapter 8, and I'm going to read verses 24 and 25 for this episode. For in hope we have been saved, but hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it. This is Paul's conclusion to this little paragraph that we've spent several episodes in now, kind of unpacking his understanding of redemption in regards to us as members of humanity and believers and children of God and the greater cosmos, the greater creation. And Paul's made it very clear that both of those are on a trajectory to be fully redeemed. But in that process, there's a groaning that goes on. And then he says in these verses that this is all rooted and grounded in hope, because he says it is in hope that we've been saved. I believe Paul is referring to our initial salvation. He's referring to God bringing us into that covenant relationship with Him, saving us from the penalty of sin, saving us from the power of sin, saving us from the rule of the law over our lives, bringing us into an abundant place of freedom in Him as sons and daughters, because He is now our good, good Father. And so this is what Paul's referring to. And when that happened, it all happened in hope. It happened with a hope and a view to all the things that Paul has just explained to us, that yes, it is abundant now, but it is even greater still in the future. And it is the hope that we look to. And it is this hope that Paul's talking about. And he says, this is what hope is like. Hope is not rooted in things that we can see. It is rooted in the unseen. He said, who hopes for what they see? You don't hope for something that's right in front of you and you can see it and experience it and take it. So we don't hope that our sins are forgiven. We know they are. We don't hope that we're children of God. We know they are. We don't hope that we're free from the power of sin. We know that we are, because these things are evident. They are right before us for the taking. But there is an aspect, there is a dimension of our salvation, and Paul's just told us what it is. It's the ultimate redemption of our bodies that comes through the power of the resurrection, and that we cannot see. We can't see it now, so we hope in it. And he says, but if we hope for what we do not see, then we persevere and we wait eagerly for it. This is what Paul's looking for in the life of believers regarding this time period that we're walking in between when we receive the inheritance and the impartation of the gift of God, so that we can walk fully in who we are in Christ now, but yet there is still remaining the final expression. It will be better than we know. And he says, in that time period, the key word during that time period is perseverance. And if I can be honest with you, this is a lost art in most of Christians' lives. We don't know how to persevere. We lose hope. We focus too much on things that we see, and things that we see are very discouraging. They're very disappointing. We become very disillusioned. But God says, look, here is your hope. It is anchored somewhere beyond where you can see. Now, are you willing and able to persevere and to wait eagerly for it? You know, I believe that a person's life that's characterized by these two dynamics, one, knowing fully who they are right now in Christ, and everything Paul has told us up to this point in the book of Romans, and they live with an eager, hopeful expectation. And that eager, hopeful expectation gives them the strength to persevere through the groaning, through the suffering, through the hardships. God never gives us a magic wand that we can shake over life and make things vanish. No, He gives us something greater. He gives us hope. Because as we hope in what we do not see, we will persevere as we wait eagerly for the fullness of everything that we will experience in God. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more. Thank you.